Welcome to the Daily Stoic Podcast. Each day we bring you a meditation inspired by the ancient Stoics, illustrated with stories from history, current events, and literature to help you be better at what you do. And at the beginning of the week, we try to do a deeper dive, setting a kind of Stoic intention for the week, something to meditate on, something to think on, something to leave you with, to journal about, whatever it is you happen to be doing. So let's get into it. There's a lot of things we know would be good for us. Problem is, we don't have time. It's just tougher. I think therapy is like that. We all know that sitting down, talking to someone, really working on our issues will make a difference. So the problem is finding a therapist, driving across town, all of that, right? And that's where Talkspace comes in, today's sponsor. Because by doing everything online, Talkspace has made getting the help you want easier, more accessible, and more affordable. With Talkspace, you can sign up online and get a personalized match with a provider that's right for you, typically within 48 hours. You can have virtual sessions with your licensed therapist from the comfort of your home. And Talkspace is secure and private, using the latest end-to-end grade encryption to store client information and complying with the latest HIPAA regulations. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/stoic and enter code SPACE80. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/stoic and enter promo code SPACE80, that's 80, to get $80 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's Talkspace.com/stoic, promo code SPACE80. Your weakness can be your strength. Almost every sport has a dominant body type. Basketball players are tall. Quarterbacks, too, have to be tall enough to see over the offensive line. Swimmers tend to have long torsos. Gymnasts tend to be on the shorter side. And over generations, the way a sport is played selects for a certain type of athlete. But just because height or speed or body type is a strength, it doesn't mean that athletes lacking these attributes are weak or out of luck. In fact, often the opposite is true. In the new HBO documentary on Tony Hawk, it talks about how early pool and vert skaters needed a certain amount of strength to yank the board up and out of the ramp to get air for a trick. And as a skinny kid, Tony Hawk simply didn't have this strength. And it seemed like a disadvantage up until the very moment that it drove him to innovate ollieing as he rode up to the lip and thus changed skateboarding forever. It's a classic example of, as Marcus Aurelius says, how the impediment to action actually advances action. What stood in the way, Hawk's inability to perform a certain type of task physically, became a new way, which his mind and creativity and courage was able to create from nothing. And it's funny, we sit here and we curse ourselves for not being as well-funded as our competitors, for not having the contacts or the network of our peers, for not being able to go to a better school or live in a certain place, for the market being what it is right now. And yes, it is unfortunate. It would have been preferable for things to have been more fair, been easier, been simpler. But without that unfairness and difficulty in the world, we'd have been deprived of so many innovations, so many breakthroughs, so many better ways of doing things. We can turn our weaknesses into strengths. We can convert our advantages into disadvantages. Indeed, that's what every great company, athlete, and artist has ever done. If you haven't read The Obstacle is the Way, we have a really cool new leather edition in the Daily Stoic Story. The book sold a million copies. It's in 30 languages. It's the first book that I wrote about Stoicism. I'd love to have you check it out, which you can do in the Daily Stoic Store. A week without complaining. Epictetus spoke often to his students about the need to give up blaming and complaining. In fact, he saw it as one of the primary measuring sticks of progress in the art of living. How much of life is wasted, pointed fingers? Has complaining ever solved a single problem? Marcus Aurelius would say, blame yourself or no one. This week, try constructive feedback over complaining and responsibility over blame. And if something goes wrong, spend some time reflecting on what the true causes were. Don't waste a minute with complaints in your journal or out loud. This is from this week's entry in the Daily Stoic Journal, 366 Days of Writing on Reflection and the Art of Living by me, Ryan Holiday, and my co-author, Stephen Hanselman. You can get this anywhere books are sold, although we also have signed copies in the Daily Stoic store and, of course, at my bookstore, The Painted Porch, here in Bastrop, Texas. But we have three quotes from Epictetus today about complaints. He says, "You must stop blaming God and not blame any person. You must completely control your desire and shift your avoidance to what lies within your reasoned choice. You must no longer feel anger, resentment, envy, or regret." That's the Discourses 3:22. "For nothing outside my reasoned choice," he says, "can hinder or harm it. My reasoned choice alone can do this to itself." If we would lean this way whenever we fail and would blame only ourselves and remember that nothing but opinion is the cause of a troubled mind and uneasiness, then by God, I swear we would be making progress. That's Discourses 3:19. Then he also says in Caridian 1:3, "But if you deem as your own only what is yours, and what belongs to others is truly not yours, then no one will ever be able to coerce or stop you, and you will find no one to blame or accuse. You will do nothing against your will, and you will have no enemy, and no one will harm you, because no harm can affect you." It's funny, just as I was sitting here, I was thinking to myself, man, it's so hot. It's hot in my office. I have to turn off the AC when I record. But one of my favorite quotes from Marcus Aurelius about complaining, which I actually also have in sort of fictionalized in The Boy Who Would Be King, he says, "Don't be heard complaining at court, not even to yourself." Right? There are so many parts of Marcus Aurelius' job that we get the sense that he didn't really like. He's kind of an introverted person. He's a good person. He wants to do what's right. He's not an ambitious person in the sense he doesn't want to dominate or win or everything. And so it must have been so frustrating to be around these obnoxious, annoying, you know, dishonest people, these professional politicians, basically. But he catches himself. He's like, it's not even enough not to complain publicly. And of course, everyone would have indulged his complaints. He's emperor. But he says, don't even complain in your own mind. And that is some higher level shit right there, isn't it? Right? To not only be able to stop yourself from complaining. I think it was Will Bowen, he had the no complaint challenge. Every time, you know, you say a complaint, you have to move the bracelet from one wrist to the other. And the idea is, can you leave it on one wrist for 30 days? Can you get it in one spot for 30 days? No complaints. But imagine how most of us would fail if even thinking about a complaint, not even verbalizing it, disqualified us. But that's the challenge of the Stoics. And I think Epictetus, though, is more honest when he talks about just progress. The less blame, the less complaining, the more responsibility you're taking, the more constructive you are, that's what matters. Are you making a little bit of progress every day? Are you moving forward? Are you complaining less, right? I think that's a fair way to think about it. So I thought the complaint, but I didn't say it. That's progress. But maybe next time I can just go, the temperature is what the temperature is. If I want to do this thing, that's what I have to put up with. So that's what it is. Thinking about it doesn't help me. It doesn't make me any cooler, right? It just makes me frustrated. And that's why we try not to complain. So don't be heard complaining today, not even to yourself. That's the standard we're ascribing to. But could we just make some progress? We just blame only ourselves, or ideally no one. That's progress. Let's do it. Let's work for it. Let's make ourselves a little bit stronger as a result. Thanks so much for listening to the Daily Stoic Podcast. If you don't know this, you can get these delivered to you via email every day. Check it out at dailystoic.com/email. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Okay, so if you had a time machine, how far in time would you need to go back to be a dominant basketball player of that era?
I need to go to when Bob Cousy was playing.
In the plumber days?
27-year-old Shea would give Bob Cousy the f***ing business. He's not guarding me.
Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano, and we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the best.
Each week, Shay and I are combing through all of the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling ones, and then handing out 6 pop culture themed trophies for 6 basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill You Might Win Some But You Just Lost One trophy. Follow 6 Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to 6 Trophies ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the 3 most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.